In Northwest News on KPLU, two eagerly awaited light rail stations open in Seattle on Saturday, one in Capitol Hill and the other at the University of Washington. This is the biggest game changer in Seattle transportation for quite some time. KPLU's Monica Spain visited the UW station and met the artist who takes you on a journey underground.
To get to the train platform, I travel 95 feet down. You realize how far under the surface you are when you look up from the bottom of a very long escalator.
I think one of the interesting things about underground stations is that you really suddenly lose orientation and not know which way is which.
Leo Burke is the Seattle artist who takes you through the depths of the station, what he calls the chamber. As you descend, you pass layers of deep blue backlit perforated aluminum panels that look like a planetarium of the underworld.
I use the geotechnical map for the dig to create an actual representation of the geology, the dirt that was here.
The cutout shapes in the panels portray the different bands of soil that were tunneled through to get to Capitol Hill.
I just liked the hatch patterns and the way that those people have to illustrate what's happening, and I decided I would make up my own lexicon of patterns.
Burke has his own made-up language for the installation, too. It's called Subterranean. As he worked on it, the massive scale of the piece made it difficult for people to relate to.
And when I was designing it and working on it and trying to think about what it would be like in here, that was also hard to do. But it's really satisfying to finally see.
For those waiting for light rail, it sometimes felt like a lifetime. Leo Burke thinks about it in similar terms. He marvels that his 8.5-year-old daughter wasn't born yet when he began Subterranean. Monica Spain, KPLU News.